We're with Barnes County Extension educator Randy Greenike, telling us a little bit about the concern with dicamba drift.
I've seen a lot of drift over the years, but I've never seen anything of the scale that we have going on this year. And it's not just in Barnes County. It's not just in North Dakota. It's upper Midwest all the way down to Arkansas, Tennessee. So dicamba is a growth regulator herbicide. It causes injury on sensitive plants, and one of the most sensitive plants to dicamba injury is our soybeans, and it can cause cupping, curling, and twisting. Plants are generally shorter. When you drive by, you just notice it instantly. The leaves just don't look normal. So this drift occurred mostly because we have a new application of dicamba. We have Xtend soybeans that were planted this year for the first time, so we had applications of dicamba products that were specially formulated to be lower volatile. We thought we had some, everything we needed in order to be safe, and it turns out that we had a lot of movement of dicamba out of fields that were sprayed and caused some drift damage, and in some cases it appears that this drift may have moved possibly a mile or more in some instances the way it looks. And so symptoms can be slow to show up, can take up to 21 days sometimes, so really hard to tell when and where the drift actually occurred. But so we do have widespread drift. Not all fields obviously are affected, but we do have several fields where entire fields are affected in the county. So it's a really big issue for us.
And you'll be talking a little more about that during the Fingal Plot Tour.
Exactly. We're going to talk a little bit about what are the types of drift that can cause this kind of damage, and how much injury is there going to be from it? What is the injury look like? Is it going to impact yields? And then going forward, are there some things we need to learn to be safer, or what do we need going forward in order to make this system work for us?